Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. What's happening? Why are Americans so dumb, and why are they getting dumber by the day? Americans dumb and dumber. Has everyone lost their minds? Let me ask you that again. I want you to think about it very carefully, because you're gonna catch on to where I'm going with this real quick. Has everyone lost their minds? For the last several weeks, the major topic of discussion was the Electoral College. Every radio broadcast, every television news program, and every news network has covered the Electoral College backward, forward, upside down, and yes, even inside out. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not a chance in hell that anyone has escaped learning all about the Electoral College. And I thought by now that everyone in the nation would be well versed on the subject. But I'm here to tell you that nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, was listening. On every radio frequency, every television channel, and every news network, those mindless proponents of social illusion are telling us that there was a presidential election and that we have a winner, President-elect George W. Bush. What an absolute crock of rotting, stinking bullshit. Dumb and dumber. Nobody has learned a damn thing over the last few weeks. Nobody at all. It's the Electoral College, stupid. Where has everybody been since November the 7th? They certainly haven't been on the same planet with me. What has happened here? Did some cosmic janitor appear in the middle of the night and suck the brains out of the nation? Didn't anyone at all even get a clue? In this country, folks, the people never vote for president or vice president. They vote for electors, no matter whose names appear on their ballots. Now, how did we ever get through the last several weeks without anyone catching on? Didn't anyone hear that powerful Democrats have been leaning on supposedly committed Republican electors in just about every state where the electors are supposed to be pledged to vote for Bush? Didn't anyone hear that twice in the history of this nation, the Electoral College took it upon themselves to elect a president that was not supposed to have won the election? Ladies and gentlemen, twice it has happened in this country. The Constitution for the United States of America determines the method of presidential elections, not the states. The states' legislatures are given the power to determine only the method by which that state's electors are chosen, not to dictate their vote. Some states, nevertheless, have incorporated elector voting mandates into their constitutions or their laws, and none of these mandates have ever been challenged on United States constitutional grounds. Other states have no mandates whatsoever. And guess what? Florida is one of those states. The founders made it clear the reason for the Electoral College in their writings, and in particular in the Federalist Papers. They wanted a protection against the mob. The mob. And I'm not talking mafia here, folks. I'm talking most of you. The, quote, ignorant masses, end quote, as Marx would have put it. The founders clearly understood the dangers of, quote, democracy, end quote. They intended that electors be statesmen and that they vote their conscience in the best interest of their state and of the nation. Most Americans, it seems to me, either never learned these things or they have forgotten them. Has anyone ever considered the possibility that even though it is not supposed to happen, Now listen to me carefully, folks. This is very important. Has anyone at all considered the possibility that even though it is not supposed to happen, probably won't happen, the unthinkable actually could and might happen? You see, those same very powerful Democrats have not given up trying to create faithless electors. And who among us knows what is being promised? Who among us knows what is being promised and who is being tempted? Why are we setting ourselves up for utter and complete chaos if the unthinkable is being thought and worked upon by some? Do you have even an inkling of what might and most probably will happen if on January the 6th, Al Gore opens the Electoral College vote and declares himself to be the winner? I bet that set you back in your chair a little bit, didn't it? Let me ask you that again. Do you have even an inkling of what might and most probably will happen if on January the 6th, Al Gore opens the Electoral College vote and declares himself to be the winner? I'm not saying it's going to happen. It probably won't happen, but it could happen. It might happen. And are you even remotely aware that it actually... I mean, do you really understand? Do you really... Has this hit home to you that it really, actually could happen? You see, this precedent, it has happened twice already in our history. So don't call me up and tell me that, well, they can't go against the power of the voters because they're pledged, and if they do, they'll go to prison. Bullshit. It's already happened twice in the history of this country. Understand it. And understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Understand this. And you better understand it. You better get it through your thick heads. We do not have a president-elect. How could we? There has been no presidential election process. Do you understand what I'm talking about, sheeple? The only thing that you voted on so far are which electors your state is going to send to the Electoral College to actually hold the election for president. Why is that such a difficult concept for sheeple to understand? We do not have a president-elect, and you need to start spreading that word far and wide and very loudly. If the nation understands that simple fact, we may be able to avoid what everyone has claimed could never happen in this country, soldiers and tanks in the streets, because I know... And you'd better learn it real quick. I know absolutely without any doubt whatsoever that if the current social illusion continues and Al Gore, by some fluke, is elected president by the Electoral College, the American people will literally come unglued. I hope that's sinking in. It could precipitate a civil war. It is not supposed to happen. Nobody, including me, wants it to happen. But folks, it could happen. No matter what limitations or restrictions individual states may try to foist upon their electors, the fact remains that electors may and can vote their conscience. And that was the intention of the founders. It was not the intention of the founders that Americans be duped into thinking that they elected a president and vice president, that it has anything to do with, quote, the will of the people, end quote. If you sit down and think about it really seriously, you don't want the people electing the people that are going to run this government. because most people haven't got a clue. And to tell you quite frankly, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And the way they choose which presidential candidate they want to vote for when they don't even actually have the brains or the education to understand that they're not voting for president in the first place, they're voting for electors, is
how he looks and sounds on television. Oh my, doesn't he look nice? I'm going to vote for him.
Gag me with a spoon. Or gag me with a shovel. Hell, gag me with a steam shovel. That's how bad that concept is. The Founding Fathers were geniuses. Now, I don't pretend to know what is going to happen, because I don't. But I absolutely know what might happen, and I know that the path upon which we have set ourselves is just about the absolute worst path that we could ever follow. Pretending that a president has been elected when no such election has even occurred is setting ourselves up for total disaster should this electoral college go the other way. They might not do that. They might go ahead and elect George Bush to be the president, but they don't have to. And we all know that the Democrats have been working feverishly to convert Republican electors to vote for Al Gore. And we don't know what they've been promising these people. And we don't know how badly they've been tempted or whether they've fallen for it and they've grabbed that brass wing or on their way to some promised nirvana of some sort. We don't know. And what we're doing now is stupid. The president-elect has received money from the General Services Administration and is setting up a transition office in Washington, D.C. Excuse me? What president-elect? There has been no presidential election yet, ladies and gentlemen. And if that presidential election should elect the other candidate, what in the hell do you think is going to happen? Excuse me? Duh. Americans. Dumb. Dumbed down beyond belief and getting dumber every day. We have set ourselves upon a course that is just about the absolute worst that we could ever follow. So stop it. Damn it, stop it. Stop it now. The election, listen to me very carefully, the election for president, listen to me, Chris Matthews, you talking blabbermouth liberal jerk. Listen to me, Brian Williams, you cutesy Ken doll, airheaded twit. Listen to me, Ted Copulate, you propagandizing Marxist. Stop it. Stop it. The election for president and vice president has not yet occurred. Are you listening? Is anybody listening? I've been teaching this for years, what the electoral process is all about, and nobody's listening. Go turn on any news broadcast. Any news channel, any news network, any talk show, any comedy show, any radio show, and listen to what's going on. If the Electoral College elects Al Gore, what do you think is going to happen after all of this? The election for president and vice president has not yet occurred. And Al Gore could still gain the White House. Is anybody listening? Does anybody give a damn? Believe it. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen. It's happened twice in our history. It could happen again. There has been no election for president and vice president in this entire nation as of this date, and there will not be one until December the 18th, when the Electoral College meets to actually elect the president and vice president, and they can vote their conscience. The election for president and vice president has not yet occurred, and Al Gore could still gain the White House. Believe it. It may not happen. It may not happen. I'm not claiming that it will. And I pray that it does not happen. But it could happen. It could happen, ladies and gentlemen. And if all of these people have put their faith and their hopes in George Bush, if they all believe that George Bush is the president-elect, if the nation has fallen into this lie, and if it does happen, if they open that envelope on January the 6th and they read Al Gore's name as president of the United States, Americans had damn well better be prepared. Because this country will come literally unglued. Are you listening to me? You all know that the words that I'm speaking are true. Nobody wants to hear it. Everybody's living in some sort of a deluded state. There has been no election for president or vice president. And listen to what's going on. And the man that they say is the president may not be, because no election has yet occurred. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine this. Imagine this. A Greyhound bus, a huge highway monstrosity, packed full of people. Packed full of people traveling at 90 miles an hour down the highway. 90 miles an hour down the highway, and all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, all of the wheels fall off. All of them.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want a new world order.
Federal Nora Reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the show.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, a man who calls himself the President-elect of the United States of America is going to announce cabinet appointees, at least some of them, and at least that's what they've been telling us. How could he do that? He hasn't been elected to the office yet. According to the Constitution for the United States of America and the law, there is no president until January the 6th. And even if somehow the results of the Electoral College could leak out before that, there still couldn't possibly be a president-elect until after December the 18th. Are you beginning to realize how dumbed down and stupefied this nation has become? Are you beginning to understand it? And why did they all of a sudden, this election, long before the so-called crisis in Florida occurred, start talking about the Electoral College when they've never done it before in the history of presidential elections in this country? The only people who've ever told you the truth about the presidential electoral process has been, guess what, folks? Me. Years ago. The process is so transparent that I've even been able to predict every single president. Have you forgotten that I told you? I told you George Bush would be president of the United States of America after I realized that a backlash was occurring across this country. I told you. If the Democrats stuck to their guns, if there was no backlash, Al Gore would have been president. But there was a backlash. A terrible backlash. It defeated the incumbent machine. And I told you George Bush would be the next president of the United States. Didn't I? I told you George Bush Sr. would be the president of the United States when he was elected. I told you that William Clinton would be the president of the United States when he was first elected. And I told you he would be reelected. And I told you there was no doubt about it whatsoever. And I told you that George Walker Bush would be the next president of the United States. And lo and behold, so far, they're declaring him to be the president, but no election has taken place. I still hold to what I said, but this is dangerous. Because when they open that envelope on January the 6th, it could very well say Al Gore. Nobody seems to know that there has not yet been an election for president and vice president. Even the candidates don't seem to know, because I got to tell you, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that Al Gore's not going to be in the White House if he's so stupid he doesn't even know that he lost the election yet, or that he won it yet, or that it hasn't even occurred yet. And so he conceded simply because some electors were voted in by the people in Florida. The Electoral College has not yet voted on President and Vice President Al Gore. You had everybody fooled. Some people in this country thought you had some brains. You've conceded an election that hasn't even taken place yet, you dummy. And here's another guy on the other side. He's no brilliant wizard either. You've got George Walker Bush claiming to be the president of the United States, and no election has even occurred. No election has even occurred for the office of president or vice president of the United States of America. What a sham! Americans dumb and getting dumber every day. Dumber and dumber and dumber. A nation of cowardly sheep. And I challenge anybody on this planet to refute that statement. It's no wonder when Americans go to other countries, they just have to hide their face, keep from letting you see that they're laughing at us. I'm absolutely amazed. Dumbfounded is more like it. There was a time when I had great faith in the American people. Not anymore. The faith that I have in the American people now is that they're going to sell us right down the tubes. As quick as they possibly can. And for what? For nothing. For a measly handout. For a promise of some utopian existence where they don't have to work and they'll be taken care of and somebody will change their diaper and give them a sandbox to play in. Oh, geez. Just, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I thought, ladies and gentlemen, that after all this discussion on the Electoral College, I mean, how many broadcasts have I done on that subject? And 24 hours a day on BSNBC, the Communist News Network, CNN, NBC, Fox News, ABC, you name it. Everybody was talking about the Electoral College, had every expert, constitutional wizardry, physicist, professor, and glorified, expounder of the of the ether of the universe. And they even had those two, telling us all about the Electoral College, how it works and what it's for and what the founders said about it and what they think it means and what they think it didn't mean. And we had people on there lying about it and trying to confuse the issue. And, but every single aspect was covered, from A to Z, backward and forward. Even the literal words of the Constitution were read on the air. On almost every frequency and every channel and every network and every program that you can think of. It was even on Saturday Night Live and on all the comedy things, and Jay Leno talked about it. And nobody learned a damn thing. How does that happen? How does it happen? Nobody heard a word. Nobody understands yet. What's going on? What's going on, man? I don't know. What is going on, man? Well, I don't know. Well, we got a president. I feel better about it. I heard the speeches, man. Made me feel good. Made me feel like America brought back my patriotism. I think we're starting to heal, man. We're coming together. Blah! Brainless, idiotic, stupid, ignorant, babbling bullshit artists. There's nothing but a vacuum in most of the heads that sit upon the shoulders of those who call themselves people in this nation. And if I were to take a pen and poke a hole in somebody's eardrum, you would hear such a great sucking sound. All of the furniture and everything around that person would be sucked right up inside his head to fill that vacuum. It would be an incredible sight. It would be an incredible sight. And heaven help that person if there was some brains in the vicinity and they actually got sucked in there. Oh, what a shock that would be. What a shock that would be to actually find something between his ears that might be able to think. Maybe. Maybe. I'm not saying that that would actually happen. But it might. Don't you think? It's days like this that make me want to leave this planet. I wish there were extraterrestrials. I wish they would come down with their flying saucer or their globulous globe or their, you know, their transporters and beam me up or whatever the hell they could do to get me away from this planet. I just can't stand even being here around these people. The stupidity is suffocating. It is draining my life away. And you watch, I'll get some letters from people about this broadcast.
You shouldn't talk about us that way. We're nice, decent people. We make an honest living. Oh, gag me.
There's more to life than that. All the people that were under the thumb of the Nazis in World War II were just
honest people just trying to make a living.
And I could, you know, go on and on. All the people who manipulated the Inquisition and tortured all those people and burned them at the stake were just honest people just trying to make a living. All you honest people just trying to make a living make me just want to puke all over you. That is the lamest, sickest, stupidest excuse for allowing yourself to become ignorant and stupid and dumbed down and enslaved that I have ever heard in my life.
We're just honest people just trying to make a living. Don't have no time, don't have no money. We're just one little single person, you know, don't have access to information like you do. Well, bullshit. Where do you think I get it? I work hard to get it, and I'm just one lonely individual person,
just like all the rest of you stupid jerks who keep using that for an excuse. You make me sick. You make a lot of people sick, I'm sure of it. I can't possibly be the only one in the world who understands what's happening. And in point of fact, I'm not, because I know a lot of other people who have educated themselves and have come out of the sheepledom and have become real people. They've taken the wool. Off from over their eyes. They are no longer hoodwinked. But what about the rest of you, huh? Or should I say, bah?
Bah, 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 bah.
I'm sure you understood that better than anything I've said tonight, right?
Bah.
This nation may have started out under God, but I tell you right now, I look around this country, I can't find him. And I'm talking about as a nation, I can't find him. Anybody have a little, just a little shack or cave, even a cave on Mars, you know, with you know, if I buy that plot with a little cave that I could live in, you know, and get some, could you possibly steer me towards some transportation so I could get there? So I get away from this absolute, you talk about terrorism. This stupidity terrorizes me. I'm terrorized by the stupidity that's running rampant in this country. I am terrorized by the willingness of the American people to be led down the primrose path to the shearing pens, to be sheared. And we all know where the sheep go after that, don't we? Just wait for the Judas goat to come wandering through You know, he might have the initials GWB on his butt. And then all the sheep get behind him and follow him right up to the slaughterhouse, yes, sir. And right up until the moment that they're killed, they don't even know what's going on. Haven't got a clue. Clueless. You heard Sleepless in Seattle? Yeah. Clueless in America? Let's make a movie. Clueless. Clueless in America. Or, you know, let's do something else, you know. Hey, if you've been listening to this program, folks, ding, you've got mail. Ding, you've got mail. Too damn bad you don't know how to read it. Wax in your ears? I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe that little tube doesn't lead to the eardrum. Maybe it goes somewhere else. Why in hell would extraterrestrials want to come here? That's been the biggest joke of all. When you get to talking to the ufology people, and they keep talking about the extraterrestrials and how many times they've been abducted and impregnated and the babies taken away and they've been on, you know, interstellar trips in these flying saucers. The funniest thing about the whole thing is, why in hell would they ever want to come here? And the answer is, they wouldn't, not in your wildest dreams. Not in your wildest, weirdest, strangest dreams would they ever want to come here. If they even exist at all, which is doubtful. And then you start thinking of how far away the nearest star is and how long it would take some kind of a spaceship to get here if they were traveling a million miles an hour. It would take over, folks, 100 years. And that's being, you know, very liberal, giving them, you know, some time, actually. And you know how many people believe in that bullshit? Over 50% of the American people believe in it. So don't write me your little letters and tell me I'm all wrong about how ignorant and stupid Americans are. I mean, it's beyond belief how ignorant and stupid they are. And if you ever wanted proof in your life, look what's happened. Turn on any television channel and just listen for 30 minutes. And if you're not convinced that the American people are the dumbest, stupidest people on this earth, then you're even dumber than them. You're even dumber than all the rest of them. And that's pretty dumb.
All the talk is about our new president, who hasn't even been elected yet. And might not even be the president because the election hasn't occurred. And the real winner will not be announced until January the 6th in 2001. Have we been set up to bring on the chaos that will end freedom in this country? Because if that happens, this nation will come unglued, literally. Believe it. So tonight when you go to bed, every single one of you better pray that it does not happen. You better pray long, and you better pray loud. Because it won't be a planned restoration of constitutional Republican government. It will be absolute societal breakdown, total, complete chaos, war in the streets, racial war, thugs and goons and looters and everything that you can think of. And the only thing that that will lead to is dictatorship, martial law, military control. and a lot of dead people laying in the streets. Most of them for nothing. Nothing. Stupidity. Ignorance. Manipulated sheepledom. How did we ever get here from where we started? How in the world did that ever happen? Can you imagine Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, all looking down from wherever they're at saying, oh my God, how in the world did they ever get there from here? See, when we say it, we have to say, how did we ever get here from there? Where they started us from. They're looking down saying, how did they ever get there from here? Where we started them from. I'm sure that they probably got a good idea, but I'm sure that just like the rest of us, they don't really know the answer to that. But we've certainly got here from somewhere, and here is not where we need to be. And if we were really educated, really understood our roots, really understood the founding principles and ideals upon which this country was based, really understood what America is all about, really understood where we're going, we wouldn't allow ourselves to stay here. Nobody would. It's insanity. It's suicide. You know, when you see people babbling on about all this stuff, that, and they don't even have a clue what they're talking about. They don't even know that no election has even taken place yet. They haven't even got the faintest idea. And they're just babbling on, lost in fantasy land, wandering around from ride to ride with their e-ticket, and they don't even understand. Hey, man, the park closes in a half an hour. The park always closes. Fantasies always end. And when it does, it's not cool. Your e-ticket's expired. I'm telling you, your e-ticket's expired. The park is closing. The rides are stopping. They're kicking people out now. Oh, and you see Mickey Mouse over there? Well, just watch him. In about 10 minutes, he's going to pull his head off, and there's a little girl in there. And you know what? She's going to go out and meet little Johnny, and they're going to go park on the hill. And she'd probably get pregnant. They ruin their life. I know. Because just down the other side of this hill from my house is the Lover's Lane of the Valley. And I got to run them off on a regular basis so those little girls don't end up with their life ruined. At least not from that night, not from up here where I have something to say about it. Most people would turn their head and wouldn't say a thing. Wouldn't even think about helping those young people stay out of trouble. Just like they're turning their head and ignoring the nation, watching us on our trip into oblivion, historical irrelevance. Evolutionary disaster, if you can say that nations evolve. We're evolving into extinction. Freedom will disappear. Man will revert back to the old institution of enslavement. He may not even know that he's being enslaved or that he even actually is enslaved, from what I can see.
A lot has changed from the days when they actually used to put chains around your ankles and around your wrists. And, you know, then you knew you were a slave. Now they're teaching people that enslavement is normal and it's desirable and it's wonderful and you should love enslavement and you should love your masters. And if they can convince you to do that, they don't need to put chains on you anymore. You will be a willing dupe, a willing participant in your own miserable existence. A ward of the state. With free this and free that and free fire, free, 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 free time, free pool, free mental health care, free school, free everything. Of course, you know, you don't earn much money because all of the productivity of the nation and of all the people in the nation has to go to support this big socialist cartwheel thing, you know? But you're happy because you don't have to spend the money to get all that stuff. It's all free. You go to work and work's free. You get to work for free, man. Isn't that cool? You work for free and you get all this stuff for free and you get, you know, you get a few credits. So if you want to go to the movie or the football game, which, you know, is just another, you know, Roman circus like the old emperor used to have when he didn't want the people revolting against him. He built his big circus and they kept them entertained and busy all the time. My poor, poor fellow Americans. My heart bleeds for you. Because you're doomed. You're doomed. Bet on it. Take it to the bank. Deposit it. It's as good as gold. You're doomed.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold.
You get the shell. They want is
a new world order. A new world order.
Well, folks, let's open the phones. Let's see if you can tell me the 2 things that George W. Bush said were the most important problems facing this nation. 520-333-4578. Let me hear it from you. I want to know if any of you heard what I heard not too long ago. George W. Bush said the 2 most important problems facing this nation. What are they? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. One of the things that he said was a problem for us was isolationism.
Yeah.
And another one was domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Now, what's that sound like?
Sounds like a New World Order guy to me.
Sounds like Al Gore, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like Bill Clinton, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like globalism, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sounds like New World Order, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And all these conservatives actually think that George W. Bush is going to save them from the last 8 years with William Jefferson Clinton.
Well, I've noticed the trend, Mr. Cooper. They're taking us from far left and far right to the center so that they can slam us home on socialism when the day comes.
It's called Hegel.
Yeah? Well,
Hegel, the Hegelian dialectic, where all opposing forces meet into a synthesis, and then another opposing force is created that makes the synthesis, which is began as the middle, appear to be far left or far right, and then those two merge into what's supposed to be the center again, and then it's pushed to one side or another as a new conflict is created until there is nothing left except pure socialist communism.
Yes, sir. That's correct. I tell you, I've made a connection here on something that you said earlier. In the event that Al Gore is elected by the Electoral College, they've already set us up for martial law in a way. There's a television program that started on UPN Network. The first episode was called Alpha Dogs. The name of the program is called Freedom. It aired on October 27th for the first time. They ran six consecutive weeks through the 1st of December. And I'll hang up after I read you what scrolls across the screen at the very beginning of the show, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
War broke out in the Middle East. Domestic terrorism got out of control. The president tirelessly toured the country using patience and calm. Then Air Force One went down and the president is presumed dead. Martial law was declared and the United States of America was turned overnight into a police state. Curfews were enforced. Identity papers were required for all. Penalties were for unlawful behavior were harsh and certain, and it worked, too, for a time. The riots stopped. Everyone had food, water, and power. Stability and peace returned to the country. But it was peace without freedom, and that was a price some of us would not pay. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Well, except for Air Force One going down, it doesn't sound any different than what's already happening. 520-333-4578. The first caller knew the answer to the question. That's really good. I love it when that happens. 520-333-4578. It's your turn to contribute to the broadcast. I've given you enough in the last 54 minutes to talk about for the next 54 years. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Gordon. I'm in Arkansas tonight, headed for New York. Some guy wrote a book on the Haitian situation with the military conquest down there.
Yeah.
From the Clinton administration.
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest cocaine operation off the coast now, and it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And, I'm in Arkansas. A tree just fell down in front of me from the ice storm, and a transformer blew up on my right.
You all right?
I'm fine. I backed up a little bit.
I'd say it's time to go to bed.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there, but it's not late. Your show's not over yet. I can't go to bed.
Well, it's almost over. It's almost over.
I love your information, and we'll see what happens on January 6th.
Yeah, I'm not making a prediction. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm telling you it could happen, and if it does, we've set ourselves up for total chaos and catastrophe.
These people are ruthless. That means ruthless means without love.
Yep, you're right. I saw
that movie with, I forget his Three's Company guy, what his name was, but we're in serious trouble.
Yep, we are.
And Arkansas is in trouble tonight. Things are crashing down around here.
Well, that's what happened here on Tuesday. The wind was, that's why you heard a rerun on Tuesday. The wind was blowing so hard and it snowed. And we lost all the phones in the valley. We couldn't call anywhere and lost power for a period of time, too. And so I couldn't uplink to the radio station. at all.
Well, we have wood-burning stoves for warmth, right?
Yeah, we do. We certainly do.
Did Crusher get his rawhide bone?
Crusher got his rawhide bone and...
it's gone.
And a few other things.
It's probably gone.
Yeah, it is.
His teeth are gleaning, though. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
We'll see.
Thank you. Crusher says thank you. Thanks for calling. I don't know if you heard Crusher barking or not. That was actually me, but that's it, folks, for tonight. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Pull out your arms.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint? Think of the facts.
Get out of this house. Surrender your taxes. Give me your gold. You can obey if you want to go home. Now to do so and do what you're told.
Been listening to the Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. And now, you know why.
The money founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan.
Oh, and Bob Boyd, if you're listening, I need you to call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow, Bob Boyd. It's very important. Thank you.
Well, we're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right? Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic, then rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program agitation.
You're surrounded by the UN in white and brown, the ATF, the men in black,
from
the one world order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there, that can never be taken away, ever be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Plan confusion.
Masonic religion, it's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah.
The Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth. Born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill. While your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They've numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public too. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, the Sonic Master Plan. Rhodes Scholar Oration. Clinton speaks, then rakes the nation. Luciferian Subjugation. New World Order. Illuminati Coronation. Orders of the Quest. Think they're superior, they think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little man.
Skull and Bones, Colon G, Knight Templar, Harvard University. Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CMR, Albatross.
Rockefeller Bomb.
MK Ultra, ISA from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder.
Galileo, NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium 2000.
Dual Sun. They'll call it Lucifer.
Pyramid Giza. Hitler called it a Luciferian.